Hello, and welcome to the Logistics Management Podcast Series. My name is Jeff Berman. I'm Group News Editor for Logistics Management Magazine, as well as the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group. Today, it's a real pleasure to welcome Will Post to our podcast. Will is an Enterprise Account Executive at DAT Freight and Analytics, where he empowers enterprise shippers to leverage data and analytics to make the most informed logistics decisions and also drive continuous improvement throughout their respective supply chains. With more than a decade of experience in the supply chain industry and as a certified supply chain certification holder, also known as CSCP, Will brings a wealth of experience and authority to the industry with a keen focus on transportation management, multimodal logistics procurement, and data analysis and analytics. Will's strong understanding of brokerage operations and carrier procurement further enhances his ability to help shippers navigate the intricate logistics landscape. Will has a bachelor's degree from Eastern Washington University, and he's based in Savannah, Georgia. Hey, Will, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you. And before we jump in, I just want to say on behalf of Logistics Management and Peerless Media, a big thank you to DAT Freight and Analytics for sponsoring today's podcast. All right, Will, so let's jump in. We got a lot of ground to cover here. Sort of our basic thesis will be how shippers are taking greater control of their supply chain management processes. So let's start with this one. Will, how do you think shippers are, you know, responding to the uncertainty and disruptions of the last few years? And what are some of the steps being taken by shippers in the wake of the supply chain disruptions going back to early 2020, back at the onset of the pandemic?
Yeah, so certainly a lot of disruptions in supply chains and logistics networks over the past few years with COVID. You know, we saw record high transportation costs really across the board, across transportation modes. And this really put a lot of pressure on not only organizations, shippers, but supply chain and logistics personnel to really have to stand up and explain what was going on. And you know, for really maybe the first time, these professionals had a seat at the table. And, you know, supply chain logistics was front and center. I mean, you remember, you just turn on the news and it was shortage here, shortage there, fighting over toilet paper or, you know, some of the various things that we saw. So at that time, to be able to answer those questions, we really saw shippers start to use data and analytics to understand what was going on in the greater marketplace. So that way they could start to answer some of those questions. You know, if somebody in finance is seeing that logistics costs have gone up 40%, you're going to have to answer those questions. And it's hard if you don't have any kind of outside data to compare your network to similar shippers that may have similar lanes, similar freight characteristics. And that's where working with DAT, we can provide that kind of benchmarking where our shipper customers can see exactly how they compare to market based on their specific shipment level characteristics. And so what does that really mean? That means if your rates go up 30% and they go up for the market 40%, that's actually a big win. And you want to be able to show those wins across the organization. So that way, you know, you kind of take a tough story and a tough pill to swallow and you can turn it into a positive. And then really, you know, since the beginning of 22, we've moved into an inverted market where we've seen rates really start to decline across the board, across different shipping modes for both spot and contract, especially on truckload. And, you know, the same thing comes up where shippers are seeing rate decreases, but maybe your management is saying, hey, is this just the market? Is this, or is this something that you're doing? Is this a new strategy? Is this, did you bring on some new carriers? Did you negotiate a little bit better? So that's where even in a down market, you want to be able to use outside rate data and analytics to really show the specifics that you've done to drive cost avoidance across the network. And as we, you know, continue to move forward, I think using data and analytics for shippers to make business decisions mm-hmm. is only going to grow and spread. And when you really think about it, you think about it's kind of like, you know, I'm down here in the South, I'm in Savannah. I couldn't imagine living here without AC, right? And at one point people had AC, but then they got it and now they can't go without it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is when you start using this data. It's like, wow, the visibility that we have, and we can take that visibility and communicate with all of our partners. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
Okay, great, great. All right, so let's examine, Will, if you don't mind, how do market conditions factor into the decision to outsource operations, I guess from the shipper's perspective, or conversely, to bring some of those functions in-house? So kind of an either or.
Yeah, so, you know, every shipper is different and they all have their unique opportunities and pressures. And really, it's interesting because when the markets tighten and costs are steadily rising, there can be a lot of pressure throughout the organization. And sometimes, you know, people may look from the outside in and say, hey, we need to outsource some certain functionalities, maybe to reduce costs or to identify some potential new relationships. And the first thing, whether you decide, hey, are we going to outsource logistics functions or bring them in house, regardless of what you decide to do as a shipper, it's important that you are able to run a cost analysis and understand what the pros and the cons are to outsourcing or bringing it in house. And regardless if you do either or, you want to be continuously monitoring that so you can be very nimble as disruptions come up across the supply chain.
Okay. Yeah. No, great point. So let's look at, Will, what you think in terms of some of the potential advantages and disadvantages of bringing operations in-house rather than relying on LSPs, logistics services providers, or also known as 3PLs. And then with most functions still overwhelmingly outsourced, what specific functions are being taken back by shippers?
Yeah, so this is a big question. There's a lot to it. Obviously, yeah. There's a lot of different pieces that you could outsource and different functions from transportation, procurement, from planning, execution, carrier management, and all these sorts of things. But regardless if you outsource your logistics functions or not, it, you know, like you said, you definitely want to look at the advantages and the disadvantages. And some advantages that you'll see is, you know, as a shipper, you know, maybe if you outsource some of these functions, it allows you to focus on your core business, which may or may not be logistics. And it's probably not logistics, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you're looking to scale up very quickly, you're moving into a new market where you your internal team does not have any expertise and maybe you don't have a lot of time and you need to be very flexible. Or perhaps you have surges of volume, you know, that's a good time to do that as well. Some disadvantages that we see for a lot of these points that I mentioned, especially when it comes to transportation procurement, maybe on the execution side as well, is just a loss of control. You know, as an organization, as a shipper, you probably know your business inside out better than in anyone else. So you're going to probably have the best interest in your performance and then also the quality of service that you deliver to your customers. And so maybe you want to be closer to that process to make sure you give yourself the opportunity to have logistics be a competitive advantage for yourself.
No, that's great. And then, I mean, so taking that a step further, when we look at sort of outsourcing, bringing operations in-house, kind of looking at them as, you know, different parts of the same bucket, if you will, How do you see sort of that evolving in terms of streamlining or shippers that is streamlining or consolidating end-to-end processes, ways of handling bigger or more frequent macro type of disruptions? I mean, obviously the pandemic threw everyone for a loop. There was no real playbook for that, right?
Yeah. Nobody could have guessed. And, you know, who knows if we'll come across something like that again. You know, one thing I can say is that the freight market is very cyclical. And, you know, we can look back at the historical rate history and see the trends. Every 2 to 3 years, we run into a cycle where rates peak and then they drop down. So, you know, that's why being able to have visibility to market data and intelligence just helps the stories that you can tell internally to customers, how you can focus on conversations with your carriers as well. But, you know, really, if we even go back to the last question, you know, we're seeing a lot of shippers that are really taking development of their people seriously and building their own internal logistics department and how can they be more resilient over time and make the kind of investment in their people and technology so they can be more resilient to any kind of disruptions that happen. And when we look at, you know, when we start to look at all of the different geopolitical tensions, global health events like we saw with COVID, there really is a vulnerability to supply chains, to large scale disruptions, which definitely creates a strong need for contingency plans and alternative sourcing options, and just really being able to diversify your supplier's network and be able to, you know, as they say, not put all of your eggs in one basket,
right?
Necessarily.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is obviously, this speaks directly to the DAT sweet spot, if you will. What are, in your opinion, the advantages of data and analytics for shippers? And part two to that, Will, how can data and analytics help shippers manage both their freight spend and also that for their carriers? Or manage their carriers, or rather, that's, I misspoke.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so, you know, that's the great part about my job and what we do here with the shipper community is the shippers that we aren't working with today, a lot of them don't have any, you know, they know that data is out there, but they don't really know that the lane level market data is out there where they can quickly see, okay, where are things working really well in my network? Great. I maybe don't need to focus time on those pieces of my network. I need to reach out to my incumbents and those carriers and tell them they're doing a great job and to continue to provide capacity. And then they can also look and see in their network where there's opportunities to focus their time, to deploy their resources, to not only drive savings, but maybe to find a tighter network fit with a new carrier or a new provider where maybe even if they don't get savings, maybe they get better service. So it's impacting their customers. And then as well, like during the pandemic when rates were going up, I actually worked with some customers in the automotive industry that were automotive suppliers, and they wanted to propose a rate increase to an OEM. And the OEM came back and they were like, hey, we don't see transportation costs going up. And this auto supplier was like, hey, look, this is why we need to increase our prices because our rates are going up. So they were actually able to use our data to get the rate increase approved. So not only does the data work with your customers, it also works with your suppliers. And then, yes, it works directly with your logistics providers and your carriers, because when you start to have, and all the shippers that are listening in on this, they have quarterly reviews, sometimes even more than that, with their carrier or 3PL partners. You want to know exactly what lanes to talk about in those conversations based on your position of market. So if I have a let's just say a 3PL or a carrier that moves 100 lanes for me, and they do a great job on 70 of them, but we see that, hey, there's 30 where they're really above market and it's kind of out of character, let's have a conversation about these 30 lanes and why are we over market? You know, is it something that it's just not a good fit for the carrier's network? Are we not providing and honoring our volume commitments? Or is it something internally in our organization that we're doing that's driving up those costs? Maybe we're shipping same day with no lead time. You know, our facility is only open till 2 o'clock. Or is it that we, you know, just, you know, aren't provide, like our weights are too heavy, whatever it may be. There's all kinds of operational things that could be driving up costs. But if we can have those conversations with our carriers, we can go back internally and say, yes, our costs are higher. You know, maybe we're 10% above market, but it's because of X, Y, Z. What do you want to do about it?
Okay, great, great. Well said. And just one more quick one here. You know, when we look at sort of current market trends, Will, and I'm sort of basing my question off the DAT truckload volume index, which we cover here at Logistics Management every month. You know, when you look at the TVI readings across the board, whether it be for van, reefer, or flatbed, a common theme it looked like was things were down annually. I guess mix would be a better word. I believe van was up and flatbed and reefer were down. But things are improving sequentially on a year-to-date basis. In other words, they're getting a little less worse in terms of the patterns when we look at rates and volume as it relates to the spot market. How are you seeing things sort of play out on a year-to-date basis? And I guess as a part two to that, how do you see the market trending, or say, over the next few months into sort of the heart of peak season?
Yeah, so those are all really good questions. And one thing I want to clarify is you said rates are improving. And is that improving for carriers and brokers?
Well, yes, for exactly for carriers and brokers. I guess they're somewhat mixed. You know, for example, the spot van rate was down just a penny, and the spot flatbed rate was down 2 cents. So they're really hovering, and they're really hovering in familiar ranges, if you will. But I don't know if we can say in that respect who it's favoring. I guess it depends on the vertical that you're in, right?
Yeah. Well, I would definitely say that it's been a shipper's market. It's really been a shipper's market since we moved into an inverted market.
Yeah.
Around the first quarter of last year. You know, any social media, if you get out there and you see any carriers or brokers, they're definitely talking about how the rates are very low. And, you know, when is the bottom coming? We're at a point where it's almost not sustainable. And it looks like we're pretty close to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that shippers are a little bit cautious of. They're a little bit cautious of really taking things to the bottom, or, you know, hey, if I negotiate or continue to negotiate and see lower rates, at what point am I going to start to see routing guide leakage and some of those things? Shippers are still, we're still seeing rate decreases from bid activities with shippers, which is pretty incredible to see, just considering the amount of time that we've been in an inverted market. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to see. And so far this produce season hasn't been that difficult, maybe to compared to years in the past. You know, we have been seeing some upward rate pressure from certain areas out of the Southeast, which is pretty seasonal for this time of year. But it would be interesting to really see what the holiday season looks like this year. If you remember last year, it was pretty loose for a holiday season. And that was, you know, those retailers that had those just had way too much inventory.
Yes.
Sitting on hand. So, you know, I would expect us to see rates go up in Q4 into next year. But, you know, it's going to be really interesting as we start to monitor that. And that's why it is very important to make sure that you're leveraging market data at the lane level. So, you know, if rates continue to fall, you want to be able to capture that as a shipper where it makes sense, especially on the spot market. And then, you know, for your contract freight, for those high volume, high frequency lanes, it's a great time, obviously, to continue to partner with your incumbent asset-based providers. But it's also a good time to look and see, hey, is there some other asset-based providers out there that are maybe a tighter network fit for us, where it's, you know, a mutual fit where we could take advantage of the market? And when I say take advantage of the market, I mean where a carrier could be open to our business, where, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, carriers were so busy and they had so much business, they didn't know what to do with it. Whereas now it might be a good time to maybe revisit some of those potential relationships or even new relationships. So that way, when things do start to go back up, and they will, they always do. I mean, we can just look back over the past 10 years and see that. You can put yourself in a better situation to take advantage of those relationships and maybe stop some of the rate increases that you've seen historically.
Okay, great. All right. Well, look, well, this brings us to the end of our allotted time for today's podcast recording. So on behalf of Logistics Management Magazine and also the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, I'd like to offer up a big thanks for spending some time with us today and joining us.
Hey, Jeff, thank you. And it's been great chatting with you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, on behalf of Logistics Management and the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, we'd again like to thank DAT Freight and Analytics for sponsoring today's podcast session. And if for those listening, Will Post is on LinkedIn. So if you want to connect with him, just go look for him there. And also, if you want to give DAT Freight and Analytics a follow on Twitter, they are at DAT Freight Team. And also, please feel free to give us a follow on Twitter. We're simply at LogisticsMGMT. And also, please feel free to go ahead and sign up to subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Just go ahead and look for Supply Chain 24/7, and it should pop right up. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll see you next time.